The following program is furnished by its producer, host, and sponsors. To Health in 30 on WRCR AM 1300 Radio Rockland, and it's streaming live at WRCR.com. I'm your host, registered nurse Barbara Ficarra. Health in 30's website is up and running, so check it out. Go to healthin30.com. That's healthin30.com. You can listen to audio, sign up for free newsletters, get all of the information from all of the shows, and more. Don't forget to check it out. Go to healthin30.com. Email us with any comments or questions. Today, call in with any questions at 845-624-1300. And first, I want the listeners to know that WRCR had donated 4 packs of Subway Series Lotto tickets. So the first caller to call in at the end of the show with a correct answer to one of the topics discussed today, specifically a tip to prevent the common cold, you can win those tickets. And joining us today from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is Dr. Rob Danoff. Dr. Danoff is a medical correspondent for CN8, the Comcast network, regular contributor to Discovery Health Online and MSN's fitness and medical expert, and contributor to the New York Times special feature section. Dr. Danoff is a family physician and a program director at the Family Practice Residency at Frankfurt Hospital in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Dr. Danoff, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey,
how are you?
Welcome. Good to be here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And don't forget the lotto tickets, everyone out there listening. The station is just letting me say that, so everyone will call in later on. Dr. Danoff, let's first talk about something that is so innocent but can be so dangerous and wreak havoc on people's health, and that would be some of the natural supplements out there that people take for weight loss.
You know, a lot of times people think because it says natural that it's safe, but you can go to a lot of the health food stores in the malls or, you know, at the local strip mall, and you'll go in there and you'll get something that says for your energy or for weight loss aid. And what's happening is there's a lot of ingredients in there that have the potential to be dangerous. And I'll give you an example. Barbara, could you ever imagine drinking 11 cans of caffeinated cola at one sitting?
11 cans?
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, you know what? Some of these stimulants or weight loss aids have so much caffeine in them that one of the doses could be equivalent to drinking 11 cans at one time. And I know that just myself, if I drink a can or two, then I'm really kind of hyper. And, you know, what this does is it increases your heart rate, has the potential to increase your blood pressure. Anyone who has heart problems and cardiovascular disease, it could be dangerous. These are perfectly legal. They are available over the counter. And if you take a full day's worth of some of these, you may be getting the equivalent of up to 32 cans of caffeinated cola in a full day's worth of some of these weight loss aids.
Now, does it say that on the label anywhere? This
no.
is equal to 32 cans of...
No, it doesn't. Because a lot of times, some of these things say they have herbal blends. Herbal blends do not have to list caffeine. What they do list is other things. For instance, Barbara, would you know that if it lists guarana or tea extract or kola nut, do you know that that's caffeine?
Tea extract?
Yeah.
Oh, really? No, I didn't know that.
How about if it lists mate? That's also caffeinated. So what happens is they don't have to list caffeine, but they list all these other ingredients that contain caffeine because it's not a requirement. And what happens is if you read the small print and it's all small, it's going to say, well, if you have a medical condition, check with your doctor. But it may not say caffeine. But what's happening is they're containing lots of other stimulants. And get this, some of these weight loss supplements not only have super caffeinated concentrations, but they contain other ingredients which are stimulants. You know, nowadays we have ephedra-free, right? So wouldn't you think if it's ephedra-free, it's safe, Barbara?
Right, exactly.
Well, they don't necessarily because some of them have other stimulants in, synephrine. And there's other names for it. It may be called bitter orange or citrus aurantium. And basically, these are stimulants that do the similar thing as ephedra. And when you combine this with the caffeinated product, you are getting one supercharged, super-duper caffeinated energy boost, and that's not good. It could be unhealthy for many people.
Now, if someone is just looking at the ingredients on the label and they see bitter orange, who would know that that's a stimulant? How would anyone know that?
You wouldn't. Just like you wouldn't know that tea extract is, or guarana, or heartleaf, or kola nut. You wouldn't know. And sometimes when you go to the people behind the counter, you know, they mean well, but they may not know either. And you also don't know how high a concentration. When people go to buy supplements, you know, you want to lose weight and you feel it's a healthy thing and maybe get a jump start, but some of these things are potentially dangerous to your health. And what I always tell my patients is please do not take any of them unless you bring them to the office. And if we don't know what the ingredient is, we'll look it up. Or if you're not sure, check with your pharmacist and they can look it up. Because these things, even though they're not prescriptions, they are actually medications.
They sound so nice. Bitter orange, tea extract, I mean, kola nut, that doesn't sound any like it's harmful at all.
No, it doesn't. Hey, they got some really great names, don't they?
They do.
Hey, there's another name they can use, like something like desert tea, which is a stimulant, country mallow, Citta corallophilia, heartleaf. Those are all stimulant products, and these are in some of the weight loss aids. And again, most people don't realize that these are potentially dangerous.
Now, what's the reason that they're not labeled on there? It's not the federal government. It's not regulated by the FDA. So is that why that there's no...
Well, they're on there. See, I think that what they should have is on the label next to bitter orange, it should say stimulant. Next to tea extract,
right,
it should say stimulant. But unfortunately, it doesn't. So people will see these ingredients, and a lot of times we don't know what they are unless we look it up or have someone, you know, tell us what it is who knows of this. And we're just thinking that, hey, it's natural, so it must be safe. But that's a huge mistake.
Now, is there a way to get that on the label, though?
Well, yeah. I mean, if the government would encourage or highly suggest that these makers of these supplements do that, they would. But right now, they don't have to. All they have to do is list the ingredients. And because it's not regulated, sometimes the amount of ingredients that are on the label aren't necessarily there. Sometimes there's more than what's listed or less than what's listed.
Now, these are the products for weight loss and energy drinks. Is that right?
A lot of times there are energy drinks that you might take or weight loss. And, you know, the reason why they're energy or weight loss aids, some of these, is because they have stimulants in them to jumpstart your metabolic rate. Basically, what it's doing is it's causing your heart to beat a lot quicker and also raising your blood pressure. And that's why you're feeling more energized.
Right.
It's a stimulant, and that could be dangerous to some people.
Now, a lot of people take these energy drinks to get more energy, so then they have more energy to go and exercise. Is that one of the reasons,
I guess? Sure. A lot of times people, you know, feel this will get a jump start, give you more energy to have a better workout, longer workout. Perhaps instead of just, you know, hanging out, being tired and sitting on the couch, you'll have more energy to walk around. But this is such high-octane stuff that it's not good. And what I tell my patients is I would rather you just take a walk or start, you know, exercising gradually and build your own energy levels. But I don't want someone drinking the equivalent of 32 cans of caffeinated drink to have that much stimulant in one day. That's dangerous.
Yeah. What about other drinks like Red Bull and things like that? Are those as dangerous?
Again, you know, you look at the label. I mean, you would think not, but again, there's a little bit of caffeine in there. There's some other ingredients. You know, most people can tolerate it okay. But let me ask you this. When you're exercising, what happens to your heart? Your heart rate is going faster.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Your blood pressure is getting up there a little bit. Well, just add some more stimulant to it, and it's just going to cause it to go higher. So I just tell people to be careful. You know, there is no reason that I see why so many drinks have to have so much caffeine or other stimulants. It's really not necessary.
Right. And what's the percentage of products out there with all this caffeine? Would you happen to know that? Or
I don't know the percentage, but I can tell you this. If you go to any shelf and you look, it might say caffeine. The product you mentioned has caffeine or some stimulant in it. Also, there's other products like that that have a lot more in it. You can get them in grocery stores. You can get them in health food stores and in gyms where you work out.
Right.
You know, a lot of these have it. And the whole idea, they figure, well, maybe you'll have more lean body mass and more exercise capacity, but in effect, it's just stimulating your heart to beat quicker.
The most frightening part about this whole thing is that the way the ingredients are labeled, like you had mentioned before about tea extract, bitter orange, kola nut, that's the most frightening part because they do not sound like a stimulant at all. So that's really frightening for people.
Yeah, and so what I tell people is, look, just because it's over the counter,
right,
there are lots of ingredients in it. These things actually act like medication. So it's really best to check with your pharmacist or check with your doctor before you take any of these. And the other thing is, if you're on certain medications, these can interact with them and cause your blood levels to get higher, certain medications, or lower. So it's very important to check with your doctor or pharmacist.
Now, does that say it on the label that it could interact with other medications?
No.
It
some
does not?
Some of them do,
okay.
But I can tell you many of them don't.
Wow.
And some of them do say check with your doctor, but a lot of times, again, people just say, hey, I'm just buying it in a health food store. It must be healthy for
me. Exactly, right.
You know, so again, you can't always assume that what's natural is safe, because it's not true.
Right. And everyone should just speak up for their own health and just take charge. And if they, like you said, if it's natural, doesn't mean it's a good thing. They check with your doctor or healthcare professional and make sure it's something safe.
Absolutely. So,
wow.
You know, for everyone out there, the take-home message, which I tell my patients, is that, you know, anytime you go to these stores and you're getting something for energy, you're getting something for weight loss, you're getting something to increase your libido, or, you know, for depression, these are still chemicals that are in there, and that's why you really need to check, because they do act like medication.
Right. Well, I have a great way to lose weight, and you don't have to take a stimulant. You can get a dog.
Yes, dogs. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. My dog actually is a pet therapy dog, golden retriever, and you know, one of the hospitals that I affiliated with, we have pet therapy, and pet therapy is great. You know, pets are been known. People who live with pets on the outside, they tend to have a better immune system. They tend to have better overall health. It's been shown that it can decrease blood pressure. It also increases your exercise, because often you're active with them. So, you know, pets are something that, you know, some of the more progressive healthcare facilities, nursing homes, extended care facilities, you know, they do have pet therapy. You know, just think of this. Say someone has had a stroke and they're having trouble moving their arms or their hands, and you bring a pet over, they'll encourage them to move their hands, their arms, to try to pet them, to interact with them. So it's not just a wet nose that you're dealing with. It's actually a therapy pet that's really there, and it has some health benefits.
Right. And like you said, there's been studies done where they actually can lower your blood pressure and...
Yes, you know, there have been actually some good studies that people who live with pets, actually their blood pressure can go down, the systolic, by 5 to 10 points, you know, if you have the pet there, as long as it's a behaved dog. And, you know, you have to chase it all around the place and it's calm. But, you know, it's true. There are a lot of health benefits to having a pet, you know, especially a dog or a cat. And, you know, it gives people, especially as you get older, if you live by yourself, it gives you company. It, you know, you have love. There's a need. There's a purpose to your day. It can help reduce stress, reduce pain. So there's just some of the benefits to having a pet around. And
right.
Pet therapy is something that is really becoming more and more common. I mean, I'm telling you, at least around the Philadelphia area and the surrounding area, there are nursing homes, 55-plus developments that bring them in. There's, you know, they have their own doggy ID tags. They come in, and people really like to interact with them.
Now, where do they come from, the dogs? Is it from...
Well, you know what? They have to... First of all, they're from a lot of private people. I mean, you know, my dog lives with me, and but, you know, they have to go through a special course to make sure that the dogs are calm, make sure that they're friendly, that they're non-aggressive, that when they go into a place, they're monitored. And once they pass a pet therapy program, then they're certified in basic obedience and being a good citizen. And there's, like, the American Kennel Club has one, and there's other therapy dog associations, like Therapy Dogs International, which certifies them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And what they look for, really, they want to make sure that the dog has a pleasant, mild temperament, is not frightened around a crowd or medical equipment, and tolerates rough handling and touching, and has good obedience skills. And obedience skills, and it's just amazing. Have you ever, like, you know, you work in hospitals,
right,
emergency rooms. Have you ever been around dogs who are pet therapy?
They do. They actually have the little volunteer dogs that come around.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, in our area, I mean, besides the Golden Retriever, Sam, there's Border Collies, there's a Sheltie, a Cocker Spaniel, a Boxer, and you know what? It's just people look forward to having them visit.
Yeah. It must light up their day when they have something other than to occupy their time, other than their normal activity wherever they are. It's just something that they can go and help them be more What am I trying to say, Bob? Dr. Danoff.
You know what happens is it helps people interact. Sometimes, I mean, just remember maybe a year ago, this patient was very depressed, you know, had a stroke, but was doing a lot better sitting in the corner. Well, as soon as Sam came in, went right over to her, and then you could just see she was starting to reach out, and then you could see a smile, and it brought her out a little bit, and then every week she looked forward to it, and she brightened up. And it just really helps. I mean, you do have unconditional love that comes there, and they just sit there. It's a calming effect, and the people then start to move and interact. And that sometimes brings people out of their shells. And that's why I encourage people, especially if they live by themselves, if their children are grown up, live away. If you need a purpose to your day, sometimes that brings that purpose and that love, and you have something to care for. And it could be really a good thing.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say.
And you know what? Let me tell you this. Also, we encourage exercise.
Right.
It has been proven, you know, once a person reaches age 45, and you know, you're so young, you're so far away from that. But when you get to be that age, they have shown studies that once a person reaches age 45, that every year they typically gain 1 pound a year up to age 65. And that's an extra 20 pounds. However, if you have a pet and if you exercise, do you know if you walk 20 to 30 minutes on 5 days of the week, that's going to keep that extra pound from ever accumulating on your body. So you're going to get some good exercise in addition to the pet company.
That's true. Right. That's great. Yep.
So there. So that's a value-added benefit.
That is. Let's move on to the common cold and flu. It's almost that time of year again now. Actually, I think a lot of people have been coming down with a cold. I think something's going around.
Well, you know what? It's really kind of wild because the heating season, and you know, you think about it, in your vents, you got a lot of mold and you have a lot of mildew. So what we encourage people to do is twice a year, before the winter heating season and before the summer cooling season, we really like to have your vents in your homes professionally cleaned. That really does help a lot to try to get rid of the mold and mildew and, you know, might clear out some of the bacteria and viruses accumulating, also any of the dust mites. So the other thing is, in this time of year, you know, a lot of people are getting more indoors. So besides allergies to dust and mold, you know, there's a lot of contact with people, you know, so a lot of sharing of phones, of doorknobs. So, you know, the common cold can be transmitted, and certainly this is one of the times. So we encourage people to have fairly frequent hand washing or using those alcohol sanitizers.
Right.
And encouraging people not to touch their eyes or their nose or their mouth, because that's how these viruses get into your system.
Right. Sorry to interrupt you. Just go back to the hand washing thing, only because that is like the number one way to prevent the spread of germs. The number one way. I mean, all those hand sanitizers should be everywhere. I know we have them in the hospital and outside the patients' rooms. They should be in schools. They should just be everywhere because they do prevent the spread of the viruses.
Well, you know what, too? Yes, and the hand washing is so important. And you don't have to use an antibacterial soap. One of the residents I worked with came the other day and said, oh, I use antibacterial soap. I don't have to worry about it. So I go, duh. These are viruses, so antibacterial soap is not going to do anything. So you don't need antibacterial soap. What you just need to do is use a regular soap and wash for the proper amount of time. And basically, that thing in the Happy Birthday song, doing it twice, it comes out to about 15 to 20 seconds, and that's how you really properly wash your hands.
Right. But if you can't get to a sink with soap and water, though, those instant hand sanitizers do work, though.
Absolutely. They work great.
Yes.
Yes, it's wonderful. And
that's tip number one. That should really be like in neon signs.
Oh, you know, hand washing.
Hand washing, yes.
And then, of course, you know, again, high touch areas. You know, a lot of times people think the bathrooms have the highest amount of germs, but let me tell you, someone's keyboard, if you share a keyboard at work, that has, you know, someone did a study. It's amazing the studies they do, but that had 4 times the amount of bacteria and viruses on it than a bathroom sink or a toilet bowl. So you really, there's a lot of germs and viruses at work. So what you want to do is periodically disinfect them with an alcohol wipe. And again, you know, just regular hand washing. And then the other thing, Barbara, you mentioned cold and flu season. Well, you know what? It is that time of year, and our flu vaccine, that's something that we're encouraging even more Americans this year to get than last year. The recommendations have changed.
Right. Now, do you have them on hand now?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I know them because I've given them to people. But, you know, in previous years, we recommended all kids aged 6 months to about 2 years to get them. This started about 3 or 4 years ago. Now it's changed. It's all children aged 6 to 59 months. So children basically from 6 months to almost 5 years of age should be getting this vaccine. Also,
wait, what is it? 6 months to what?
To 59 months of age.
Okay. And what was it previously?
used to be 6 months to 2 years of age. So they've expanded it to almost 5 years.
Oh, okay.
The other thing which is new this year is that the national recommendations are anybody over the age of 50 and above, should get the flu vaccine. In previous years, it was 65 and above.
Oh, okay. They changed it to 50?
Yep, they changed it to 50 for sure. And, of course, there's also anybody who has health problems. For instance, heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, you know, lung problems. Everyone in this category should get the flu vaccine. And if you are a healthcare worker, you should, whether you're a paramedic, a nurse, a physician, you work in a lab, you need to. And the other thing is, if you live in a nursing home or extended care facility, you should get this vaccine. So basically, many more people this year should be getting it. The government is telling us that there is more flu vaccine available. Now, I can tell you, unfortunately, that even though they're telling us it is, there's still a lot of offices and hospitals that are still having trouble getting it. The supplies, I think, maybe are not being distributed as well as they could be. But if you give it a little bit of time, talk to your doctor or some of these large department stores, like I know Walmart in the Philadelphia area is having the flu vaccine weekends, and some of the pharmacies are getting it. So, you know, coordinate with your doctor, let them know, and if there's a place in the area where you can get them, just, you know, make sure that you do get it. The other thing I wanted to mention is pregnant women or women who are going to become pregnant during the flu season should really consider getting the flu vaccine.
Oh, they should get it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, this is the time of year right now to start getting it?
Yep. We started giving it actually a few weeks ago, the end of September. The flu season typically starts probably around October, November. Recently in our years, it seems like December. And it can go for March, April, maybe even May.
Mm-hmm.
Also, once you do get the flu shot, it does take about 2 weeks for it to start working before it becomes effective.
Oh, it does. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a myth going around, I think, that some people say when they get the flu shot, they come down with the flu. Is that a myth, or is that actually happening?
You know what? And I hear that all the time. Doc, I don't want it.
Right.
You know? But you know what? What's happening is, no, it's not true. It doesn't, because it's not, you know, the vaccine is not transmitting the live flu virus to you. I mean, this is the vaccine. We do have a nasal spray, which you can give up until, you know, for individuals up until 49 years of age, and that one is a live vaccine, and that one is potentially, possibly, maybe some people get it, but it really has not been reported. So, basically, you don't get the flu from the flu shot.
Now, you said, though, it takes 2 weeks for it to take effect?
Yes.
So then, possibly, it's just during that two-week time, though, they could catch the flu then?
Yeah, I mean, sure, it's possible. Absolutely. You know, it just does not cause the flu.
Right.
You know, maybe you're cooking on with the virus before that, or maybe you had a cold on top of it, you know?
Right. And the symptoms of a flu, though, they can be pretty severe. They can debilitate you for a little bit of time, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the flu.
Yeah.
The flu is something that comes on very quickly.
Right.
Not like a cold. And, yes, it's very debilitating. In fact, every year, 36,000 people die from the flu or complications related to the flu, and that's pretty consistent. And there are 200,000 hospitalizations of people who have complications from the flu. And often these may be in people who have other health conditions and they got the flu on top of it and they needed to go to the hospital. So that's why it's very important for people to consider getting the flu vaccine.
Right. Wow. What did you say, 36 million people?
No, 36,000 people every year die as a result of complications from the flu.
Right.
And there are 200,000 hospitalizations every year because of flu-related illness.
Those are big numbers.
Huge numbers, they're pretty consistent each and every year, and that's why, you know, people at high risk should consider getting the flu vaccine.
Right. All right, and a couple more tips to prevent that common cold. You had mentioned hand washing. I'm backtracking a little bit now.
Well, you know what? You know, a lot of times, one of the things is high-touch areas you want to disinfect. But, you know, certain things you don't want to do, like don't use handkerchiefs. Handkerchiefs are like breeding grounds for viruses. So, you know, basically just use tissues. The other thing is, you know, you don't want to share common things like, you know, toothbrushes with people, also glasses with people. You know, try not to do that because it can be, you know, spread by secretions.
Right.
And again, if you're getting on the phone right after someone just handled it, you know, I don't want people to be paranoid. But if you do have a cold and if you're sneezing, try to wipe down the stuff before the next person uses it. I mean, we have to try to think of the other people.
And don't sneeze into your hand, though. Use your sleeve if you have to.
Well, if you sneeze into your hand, which is fine, you just want to make sure you wash it.
Because
you know that the cold virus actually could live up to several days on your hand.
Right.
It really depends. It could be anywhere, depending on the virus strain, from 6 hours to 48 hours. Certainly, if you sneeze and it goes on a desk, it can live even longer. So the main thing is, wash your hands if you can. Some of these flu viruses are saying, oh, it only lives for 5 minutes. Well, again, it always depends on the strain. But if you sneeze and shake someone's hand right after that and they touch their eyes, their nose, or their throat, they may get it.
Right. Yep. All right. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to go to the listeners because I know they're eagerly waiting to get these lotto tickets that were donated by WRCR.
Okay.
So if anyone out there is listening and they have an answer or just one quick tip about preventing the common cold, call in and you can win the four packs of Subway Series. Is that what it's called? Four-pack
Subway Series
lotto
tickets.
And that's Blaze Gomez. Thank you, Blaze.
You're welcome. 845-624-1300. Call in to win.
I don't see any lights lighting up yet.
Do you want to maybe tell them again what they need to do to win?
Just call in with a tip of that we mentioned Dr. Danoff and myself on the show, and you can...
Tips to prevent the common cold.
And that's it. So, Dr. Danoff, you want to just wrap up quickly in some...
Yeah, I think there's a couple things to remember.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times people don't like to get vaccines, and I understand, but you know what? They've been proven to save a lot of lives. So besides the flu shot, other things you need to consider are that people need to get the Pneumovax. And this is something that could prevent pneumococcal pneumonia. Certainly, you know, if you're 65 and above, you want to strongly consider that. If you have any health conditions or you're 50 and above, talk to your doctor. The Pneumovax is a shot that you give one time. Maybe you need to repeat it 5 to 7 years later. But it has been proven to save lives. And sadly, only about 56% of all people who should get this vaccine called the Pneumovax are actually getting it. So that's another thing to consider. The other thing we want to talk to you about, of course, this is breast cancer awareness, and it just reminds me, you know, sometimes you go to your doctor and you get a test, and you feel that, well, I never heard from the doctor, so it must be normal. Well, I just always remind people, if you ever get a test, whether it's a blood test or a mammogram, you know, a colonoscopy, always call the doctor to find out what the results are, because I need everyone to take charge of their health and just find out the results themselves. And don't assume that not hearing anything means that everything's okay. You want to make sure you follow up yourself.
Great. Great advice. Thanks, Dr. Danoff.
You're welcome.
I just want to give a quick thank you out to actually to all the nurses actually out in California. They've been emailing me, and it's been actually from all over. I want to quickly say thank you to Sandy Summers from the Nursing Advocacy Center. She sent an email alert out to everybody about Health and 30, and I've been getting so many email requests from the nurses. So I just want to quickly mention, out in California on October 26th in Glendale, the Nurse Practitioners Association, the California Nurse Practitioners Association, is having a legislative town meeting in Glendale. They'll be discussing the status of health care now and in 2011. For more information, call 626-432-4005. California nurses, thank you for listening. Everyone out there, thanks for listening. And if I didn't reply yet to your email, I will. It's just taking me a little bit of time. Dr. Danoff, thank you so very much. If you want to hang on a couple minutes, if you want to wrap it up, we're still waiting for that phone call from a listener out there, and I don't see any lights lighting up. Okay, so that's... We have a couple minutes. Do you want to say anything else?
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, you know, we talk to people that this is the time of year where, you know, you're starting, you're going right into the winter season from the fall. And it's just really important to remember to try to keep regular sleeping patterns if you can, because, you know, they're going to start turning the clocks back. Also, this is the time of year where a lot of people kind of cut back on their exercise because they're not outdoors as much. But, you know, simple things that you can do, whether it's mall walking or, you know, maybe, you know, if it's too cold out, just walking up and down stairs in the place that you work. It's just important to try anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes of some type of exercise each day. You don't have to be lifting weights all the time or, you know, look like the people from Baywatch. But if you can walk maybe in little spurts of 10 minutes at a time, a lot of times I ask people to get a pedometer and you just put it on your belt and you aim for about 10,000 steps a day. And just by doing this, you can really keep that winter weight gain to a minimal and do real well, and you'll be all ready for the springtime and all ready for the summer season.
Great. Oh, thanks, Dr. Dano. Thanks so much. That wraps it up for today. Next week, join us. Pat Murphy Stark, broadcast media expert, will be here to talk about stress and public speaking. She'll give you all the tips and tricks to help you with your public speaking, whether you're speaking in front of the PTA or at a large conference. So join us next week. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and I'll see you next week.
AM 1300, WRCR, Spring Valley.
USA Radio Network News, Katie Robin reporting. President Bush says Republicans will do a better job of protecting the U.S. than Democrats, calling Democrats the party of, quote, doubt and defeat, as he continues on the stump today.
With time running out in this campaign season, President Bush says Republicans will do a better job of protecting the U.S. than Democrats. Bush took his Stay the Course in Iraq message to a Republican senatorial campaign event in Washington today.
Victory in Iraq is vital for the security of a generation of Americans who are coming up. And so we will stay in Iraq, we will fight in Iraq, and we will win in Iraq.
I'm Sharon Dale. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has wrapped up her Asian tour to rally support for sanctions against North Korea with diplomatic sessions in Tokyo, Seoul, and Beijing. In the wake of North Korea's test of the nuclear weapon, the U.S. has reaffirmed its commitment to the defense of South Korea, both there and here at home. After a Pentagon meeting today with South Korea's defense chief, U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the alliance remains solid.
Now as then, the United States of America is committed to the defense of the Republic of Korea. The alliance remains strong, and it's important to the interests of both of our countries, as well as Northeast Asia.
Authorities have charged a 20-year-old grocery store clerk from Wisconsin with making that phony threat against several NFL stadiums. On Wall Street, the Dow finished down over 9 points at 12,002. USA Network News.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt?
Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet?
You may qualify for a little-known program through Credit Answers. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could completely be wiped clean. It's a proven program.
The best part is Credit Answers does all the work for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation. The friendly counselors at Credit Answers will give you all the details.
Call 800-795-8169. 800-795-8169.
Remember, you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify and the desire to be free from it.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us. 800-795-8169. Credit Answers.
Settle your debt. Get on with your life.
Call 800-795-8169. That's 800-795-8169.
The California man who killed 10 people when he drove his car through a crowded farmer's market has been found guilty of vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence. 89-year-old George Weller faces as much as 18 years in prison with the Santa Monica crash that happened 3 years ago. He also injured more than 60 others in the incident. The FBI hopes to get a couple from Kentucky suspected in a murder and kidnapping into court in Illinois shortly. Renee Terrell and Christopher Luttrell are wanted for the murder of a social worker and the kidnapping of their baby. Police caught them Thursday night. The FBI's John Stafford says the pair just ran out of options.
We know that their car was actually stuck in the mud, and so we think it's somewhat by happenstance. We're not aware of any relations with anyone here in Illinois.
They fled Henderson, Kentucky. New York City Mayor Bloomberg is promising to reopen the search for human remains at Ground Zero. USA Radio Network.
And I'm Blaise Gomez with your local news here on WRCR AM 1300 Radio Rockland. The New York State Commissioner of Taxation and Finance, Andrew Ersthoff, today announced his resignation effective Friday, November 3rd. Ersthoff praised the department's 4,700 employees for their hard work, determination, and innovation, and said that he was leaving with mixed emotions. The Americans for Tax Reform wants Attorney General Eliot Spitzer to pledge against voting for tax increases in his run for governor. The group has already secured the taxpayer protection pledge from the Republican nominee for governor, John Faso, and is calling on Spitzer to do the same. Spitzer made a verbal pledge not to raise New Yorkers' taxes in his most recent ad campaign, a pledge the group wants in writing. President of Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist, explained the push, saying a commitment not put in writing often has little value and is easily broken. The Taxpayer Protection Pledge is a commitment to oppose and vote against, and in the case of the Office of the Governor, to oppose and veto any and all efforts to increase taxes. Two men broke into a Havistraw resident's home last night and beat the 30-year-old occupant with a crowbar. The victim, who lives in the Richard Court apartment complex, told police he awoke at 7:30 p.m. to the sound of people in the hallway. Soon after he heard the commotion, both perpetrators entered his bedroom and began attacking him. Thankfully, he was able to escape to a neighbor's unit. He was taken to Good Samaritan Hospital with substantial cuts to his arm and head. Police believe the assailants made their way into the man's home through an unlocked sliding door. Anyone that might have witnessed the break-in or escape or has any additional information regarding the identity or whereabouts of the attackers is asked to contact Havistraw Police at 845-354-1500. A leading women's advocacy group has given Congressman Elliot Engel a 100% rating for his 2006 voting record. The U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce made the decision to endorse Engel in conjunction with support from a group of other small business organizations. The rating was based on review of 9 votes in the House of Representatives positively affecting small business, all of which Engel voted in support of. And in other news, Rockland County Executive Scott Vanderhoff and Senator Tom Morahan are appealing to Rocklanders in hopes many turn out for an October 30th public hearing on United Water's request for a major rate increase. While the Public Service Commission will likely give the utility a little more than half of the 51% raise it originally asked for, Rockland leaders say it is important residents let the PSC know how they feel about the matter. Through negotiations with the county, its municipalities, and United Water, the PSC will likely grant the utility a 27% rate hike across 3 years. According to Vanderhoff's office, the decreased percentage also comes with commitments from United Water to meet deadlines for increasing the county's peak day demand by the end of 2007 and its overall water infrastructure by 2015. The hearing will be held in 2 parts at Ramapo Town Hall October 30th. The first will begin at 3 p.m. and the second at 7:30 p.m. And the Orangetown Ladies Auxiliary is sponsoring a Chinese auction November 3rd from 6 to 7 p.m. at the St. Anne's School in Nyack. Admission is $1. Refreshments will be served, and attendees will have the chance to win door prizes and other giveaways, as well as participate in special raffles. For more information, call Carolyn at 358-8286 or Dorina at 358-7341. And finally, there's no shortage of exciting events and activities planned through this weekend in Rockland County. St. Peter's Church in Havistraw is inviting residents to a Jammin' with Jesus concert. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for children and can be purchased at the door tomorrow night just before the 8 p.m. event. On Sunday, the Rockland County Division of the American Heart Association will present its annual Swim for Heart benefit performance. This year's show will feature the Ramapo Aqua Masters Synchro Team. Sunday night's event will run 7 to 9 p.m. at the Rockland Community College Pool in Suffern. A $5 donation per person will be accepted, with all proceeds benefiting the American Heart Association of Rockland County. This has been Blaze Gomez for WRCR News. More news and community listings on our website, WRCR.com. And for a check on your Rockland County roads, let's go to Craig Shankman with Metro Traffic. Craig?
Well, boys, thank you. Let's go to the Palisades. Northbound side, accident cleared, right by exit 13. Thruway south, word of several accidents. Southbound side, right near exit 11, off on the shoulder. The northbound delays continue off of Tappan Zee, right up to exit 13 for the Palisades. Also, 2 accidents cleared at exit 13 on I-87 north. Not too bad on 59. Locked down tree limbs and power lines on many secondary roadways. Keep that in mind as well. Your update is brought to you by My Monadies Medical Center. Anyone, would go to the ends of the earth for great cancer care. The people of Brooklyn can get it at the Maimonides Cancer Center at 64th Street and 8th.